Watkins Publishing presents this unabridged recording of How to Philosophize with a Hammer and Sickle, Nietzsche and Marx for the 21st Century, by Jonas Čeka, read by Jonas Čeka. Dedicated to Rachel and my family in Lithuania. Thank you to Logan O'Hara. Yet the earth is in violent upheaval with the need to create. Charles Fourier, The Theory of the Four Movements. Introduction. The way I understand the philosopher, as a terrible explosive that is a danger to everything. Nietzsche, Ecce Homo. I am speaking of a ruthless criticism of everything existing, ruthless in two senses. The criticism must not be afraid of its own conclusions, nor of conflict with the powers that be. Marx, Letter to Arnold Ruge. Section 1. Last year, at a DMV office in Florida, among several license plates displayed on a wall, one in particular stood out to me. It was an image of Martin Luther King Jr., along with text that read, "Living the Dream." The implication was that what was once for King Jr. just a dream had now been realized and no longer had to be fought for. An illustrative example of how a rebellious thinker and activist, who during his life was seen as a great danger to the state and was violently smeared and hunted down, is neutralized, made servile, turned into a legitimator of the present state of things. And not just to the extent that he was turned into decoration for a commodity. This is accomplished by suggesting that the state of affairs the rebel was struggling for has now been realized, and to the extent that this rebel is still relevant, it is not as a revolutionary, but as a friend of the status quo. This is what has been done to Marx by both social democratic parties, who proclaimed that now that they're in power, all that is needed is a gradual reformist path to the dream, and large bureaucratic states flying red flags, for whom the arrival of communism was posited not as a process to be actively approached through continuous praxis, but as a far-off state of affairs which will be established at some unspecified future date. In both cases, what was asserted under Marxist pretenses was the lack of a need for any further revolutionary agency. This degradation of Marx for the sake of political utility led to grotesque contradictions, like the USSR, a worker state, suppressing worker strikes, or the German Social Democratic Party, a supposed workers' party, siding with proto-fascists to massacre workers in revolt. All of these statist manifestations of Marx had rivals who tried to preserve Marx's revolutionary potential, to wield him as a hammer against these regimes. But over time, they were marginalized and conquered, and sometimes, to add insult to injury, portrayed as Marx's enemies, both by the open anti-Marxists and those who used Marx to defend existing capitalist regimes. This same vulgarization was committed against Nietzsche by those Nazis who proclaimed the arrival of the Übermensch in the Third Reich, even when this Übermensch was characterized by two of Nietzsche's most hated things, a German and an anti-Semite. Section 2. In the popular imagination, reading Marx alongside Nietzsche might seem bizarre. Aren't they so diametrically opposed to one another that reading them in each other's light would only lead to contradiction and confusion? The extent to which their irreconcilability has been exaggerated is only one of the many reasons to unite them, because it is to a large extent the grotesque deformations mentioned above that have created this exaggeration. Fans of Nietzsche have tended to be averse to Marx, and to a large extent, this is the fault of self-proclaimed Marxists themselves, so many of whom have presented versions of Marxism that are cold and inhuman, deterministic and vulgarly mechanistic, or statist and bureaucratic, all characteristics which Marx himself violently opposed. History has been made into an independent force, as if ruling over people from the outside, when Marx emphasized that history is nothing but individuals pursuing their goals. Historical analysis has been made into a matter of prophecy, a deterministic meta-narrative, something naive which people can no longer believe in. Marxist action has been made into the activity of bureaucrats and party politicians, when it is always the working class itself that is the author of its revolutionary activity. Marxist philosophy has been made into a closed system, a rigid framework to force onto the world, and socialism has been made into a static blueprint rather than the process by which the world is transformed. But if we use Nietzsche to excavate Marxism, we can uncover all the Nietzschean aspects of Marx that have been purposefully denounced, overlooked, or ignored throughout the failures and deformations of Marxism in the 20th century. I propose a Nietzschean Marxism, which, paradoxically, comes to be more Marxist than many forms of Marxism claiming to be Marx's direct heirs. What must be restored is the human element, active human beings, their lived experience, and their most personal concerns. And there is no modern philosopher who provides this element more fiercely than Nietzsche. Our philosophy not only centers the concerns of everyday living, suffering human beings, it exists and develops through them. It's not an accident that when nominally Marxist institutions wanted to make Marx more pliable, it was often precisely the elements that tied Marx to Nietzsche that they violently opposed. One of the most notable features of Nietzsche's philosophy is its emphatic aversion to servitude, to being made servile. And it is precisely this that was targeted by so many enemies of Marx disguised as his disciples. Poor Marx, even more so than Nietzsche, has been made to suffer through many horrific surgeries and mutations. Through theoretical distortions and practical misapplications, he has been transformed from a thinker who wants to transcend modernity's categories altogether into a thinker who merely wants to reform some given sphere of modernity. A social democrat, a moralist, a historical determinist, even a nationalist. So many people have dedicated their careers to digging up Marx's corpse and making use of one limb or another, not to emphasize what is most powerful in him, but precisely to neutralize what is most powerful, thereby allowing him to become servile. He has been made into a legitimator of parliamentary parties and states, a prophet with the meta-narrative, a preacher of justice, equality, and fairness, and an ideologue. In light of Nietzsche's rebellious spirit and aversion to servitude, it is unsurprising that he was so popular among Russian revolutionaries leading up to and during the Russian Revolution, but was then denounced and expunged the more that the USSR exhausted its capacity for political transformation. In the process of making Marx servile, it is very useful to prevent Nietzsche from interfering. In 2020, when the Philippine government held a hearing on a new proposed bill amendment whose supposed purpose was counter-terrorism, it listed Marx alongside Nietzsche as a threat to the state. This wasn't an ignorant move. A critic of the bill from Quezon City said that, given its ambiguity, it could mean that, quote, any member, a student who wants to join a political organization, who wants to discuss Marxism, Leninism, Friedrich Nietzsche, and his concept of Übermensch, or the Superman, is suspect, end quote. Very well. The humor of such a bill does not preclude its reasonableness. Marx and Nietzsche are, after all, the two great giants of modern emancipation. They wouldn't really be Marx and Nietzsche if they were not considered suspect by most states. In the subtitle to his work Twilight of the Idols, Nietzsche characterized his thinking as a philosophizing with a hammer. So let us use Marx as a hammer, not as a legitimator, because genuine revolutionaries do not need to be granted legitimation. Value creators of the future, they legitimize themselves. Section 3. When one observes all the ways in which the thought of Marx has been distorted and disfigured by some of his own followers, it becomes clear that
sample complete. Ready to continue?